Good morning. I'm Adoree Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
I'm Catherine Lanford. I'm in for John Hockenberry. Now, Adora, you remember that when the Olympic torch was wending its way through the world, it was mobbed by protests, right?
Oh, right, yes.
Now, have you noticed something about this Olympics?
No protests.
No protests. Well, the country, China, will allow protests, but that's only pending approval and only in three designated spots. Yes, there are protest zones. We're going to turn now to Beijing and the New York Times' Andrew Jacobs. He's going to set the scene for us. Now, Andrew, you've looked into this. How much protest is going on in the designated zones?
As far as we can tell, absolutely none.
Where are the zones located?
They're pretty far away from the Olympic Green. They're in three city parks that are kind of spread around the city. And so far, everything going on there is just park-related activity, people lounging and having a good, having a nice time.
Now, we have heard stories, people have applied for the protests, the permits to protest, but what happens when they do?
Well, according to the government, 77 people have applied, and 74 of those people have since withdrawn their applications after the government, as they put it, successfully mediated their issues, their conflicts, and their and the remaining two others were rejected for not having enough information, and one other was rejected for violating Chinese law on protests.
Mediated their issues?
Well, as they put it, they were referred to relevant authorities who dealt with the problem.
When you say dealt, is that code for arrested?
Well, probably in not all the cases. There have been six cases that we know of people who went to apply and were detained either during or immediately after the application process. So I'm not sure about the rest of them, though.
I know that in particular you spoke to one young man who slipped into Beijing last week hoping to be a one-man rally. What happened to him?
He went to the Public Security Bureau to apply. He was told to come back in 5 days for his answer, and then that evening he was detained and sent back to his hometown where he's now in custody.
Okay, Andrew, I have to ask this. Why would anyone go back?
Why would they? Well, they don't go back by choice. They're actually escorted back by police officials from their town who are sent.
No, but I mean, when the officials say to you, come back in 5 days, why would you come back?
I guess people have a little sliver of hope that they might actually get what they're looking for. I mean, the government did announce, and it was on Chinese television news, that they were going to establish these zones, and people, this gentleman, for example, heard that, and he came. He was lured here, you could say, by the promise of the potential to protest.
Quickly, signs of protest anywhere else around the Olympics?
Well, there have just been a few kind of guerrilla protests by foreign groups like Students for Free Tibet and some Christian activists, but otherwise that's it.
All right. Andrew Jacobs, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's Andrew Jacobs. He's a New York Times reporter reporting on the dearth of protests in Beijing at the Olympics. I don't know.
It just sounds absurd.
I'm Catherine Lampert.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.